This is Mandy Lee, and you are listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Jordano Diablo.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Jordano Diablo.
And this is the week we finally go after a person. I've been waiting to do this for weeks now.
Because Glenn Beck doesn't count as a person.
No, Glenn Beck's not a person. Glenn Beck's an idea. Joining us this week is my former roommate, Corey McCardle.
Hi, and friend.
And friend, yes. We are friends. We are still friends.
Nope, just roommate.
Yeah. No, we still get along. I wasn't that big of an asshole when I lived with her, so.
I had many a cups of coffee with you two and Tim, obviously.
Oh, at our house?
Yeah.
Is this good?
I think it'll be good. We'll know.
So, Corey, why do you hate your archenemy?
All right, guys, sit back. Let me spin you a tale. So this girl, I've been calling her my arch nemesis for a little over maybe like, let's say like 2 years is when I started.
Oh, so this is recent.
Oh, no, this is a while ago that all of this occurred. You'll find out.
All right.
So, I mean, this is a little bit of a story.
Sure, I'm all for it.
So, you guys know that I'm younger than you,
yeah.
Jordan.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I'm younger than Jeremy.
Yeah.
You old piece of shit.
I'm a very old piece of shit.
So I'm 24 years old.
Yeah.
Graduated high school in 2010. So we're just going on background. So in 2010, I was dating this guy. We'll call him Sam. Okay. He went to Jeremy's.
Is it Cerebral Sam?
Yes. No. He went to Jeremy's alma mater. He went to Orange High School.
I'm so sorry.
So he was very rich and like privileged and just had, you know, not a lot of bad things happen to him in his life, which made him kind of like a bitch. He was kind of a bitch. So, okay. But we dated for a long time, you know, like we lost our virginity to each other, like first real love, like real deep love. So.
Right.
Okay, so Sam, so I, okay, after I graduated high school, I was accepted. This is something that I don't really talk about because okay. It was a crazy time in my life, but I was accepted to a school in Florida that I went to for like 2 months and kind of had a mental break and had to come home. And it was also, on top of that, like the worst place. Like it wasn't like all me. Okay,
right.
I'm blaming my mental break partially on these Florida people
right.
and this terrible Florida school.
That makes sense completely.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. So anyway, so Sam and I break up while I'm still in high school, and he stays in Ohio because he still has another year of high school. So we break up while I'm in high school, but we still have like kind of this like love for each other, and like I get these like crying voicemails like I need you. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he was a bitch, all right? So we still had like a relationship. So I go to Florida and we're talking a lot, and I'm like, "Hey, Sam, like I love you. I want you to be happy. If you want to hang with other girls, like you do that." And he goes, no, like through tears. No, you're the only one I love. You're the only girl I need. Da, 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 da. So then a friend of mine comes to me maybe like a week later, and she goes, "Corey, you know he's been hooking up with like 3 girls." So I was like, oh. So not only did I tell you it was fine, but you lied straight to me about
After
it.
After you told him it was fine.
Like, through his teeth. Like, that was, like, the expression I kept using. It was like, you just lied through your teeth about this to me. Like, that is what makes me mad.
Yeah.
So I got really mad about that. And then,
Jerry,
like...
Jerry.
Right. So then there was, like, some forgiveness stuff. So, okay, so, like, kind of fast forward. Friend tells me that he's been hooking up with a friend of mine named Juliana. Okay, real name.
Okay.
So, shots fired.
Shots fired. So there's no way that she's listening right now. If she is, F-U-C-K-Y-O-U. So.
I thought you were just going to be like, fuck you, bitch.
Right. No, I mean.
I want to spell it out.
Read my lips, JJ. Okay. So I find out that they've been hooking up, and I'm like, oh, I wish you would have told me to him. And then he says it was her idea not to tell you. So then I go to her, and I'm, like, really hurt. And I'm like, I wish you, like, would have told me. Like, this is really upsetting
and
to me.
And you said you guys were kind of friends.
Oh, we were pretty good friends.
Oh, okay. All right.
We'd been hanging out before I left for school that summer. We'd been hanging out, like, in a group, like, a lot.
Okay.
And I started hanging out with her, like, one-on-one a lot, too.
Yeah.
So then when I came back from Florida, she was, like, the only person left.
Okay.
Because all our friends had moved to college. Because everybody was, like, a rich kid who goes away to, like, Ohio State and, like, fucking, what's it called? What's that place where they had the debate? Hofstra. I had a friend who went to, like, Hofstra. Like, people are far away, okay? So we get really close. And then... I, like, confront her about this, and she and I had this, like, really deep talk where she, like, cries to me and says that, like, he was interested in her, but she told him, like, no way, no how, I'm not interested in you, you know, Corey's my friend, and I'm just not interested in you like that. And she's like, ugh, and he wrote me this poem, and it was, like, really weird.
What is it with privileged white dudes and poems, dude? I know a bunch of kids from Solon that, like, they just fucking write poetry. I'm like, grow up.
Stop. Yeah.
Just stop.
We used Poetry's to write poetry dead. To each other all the time. Like, I am a poet personally, but I'm also a lady. So, less weird. No, it's yeah.
I love Corey.
It's so, love right back to you. So, okay. Where were we?
You had this heart-to-heart
with
talk.
Her.
Yes. And she and I grew a lot closer because of that.
Okay.
Because we opened up to each other, and I was like, you know, I was really hurt by that. And she's like, no, you don't understand. Like, I really, like, I've wanted to tell you about how he, like, tried to kiss me, or, like, we kissed one time, and that was it, and da-da-da. So, all right, so we are hanging out a lot, me and Juliana. We're, like, becoming, like, really, really good friends. Mm-hmm. And basically, another third party, who is just another, like, friend of ours, mutual friend, good friends with Sam, he and I start talking, being friends and stuff. He's still in Cleveland, too, so, you know, he's one of the few people still around. So we're talking and stuff, and he's like, oh, yeah, you know, they've been, like, hooking up for, like, a while. Like, and I just lost it.
So they're both lying to you.
Yeah. Well, I think he and I at that point didn't really have, like, much. So he was lying to me, but he, remember, I told you he had told me that it was her idea not to tell me about it.
So
the reason that I'm not going to name his name, because I do feel like he's kind of also a victim in all of this. Not to a complete extent, but I don't think he knew the web she was weaving.
Okay.
So he goes to me, you know, they've been hooking up for a while. And I was like, livid. I was like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. I did one of those things where I wrote a really mean text about her and then accidentally sent it to her.
Yeah, like, we've all done that.
We've all been there. It was, and she's like, oh, who? I was like, oh, some girl. So
I actually did it like 6 months ago, and I was like, I'm 28. I shouldn't be making these kind of mistakes.
Right.
And I felt like, seriously, I hit send, and I, like, for some reason, I just knew, and my stomach just dropped. I was like, oh, fuck. So I immediately texted the person right back. I was like, well, cat's out of the bag.
It's like, that's the kind of mistake you make when you have one of those phones with, like, buttons. Like, yeah. Number buttons.
A mistake that shouldn't be made on a smartphone is what you're saying. Right. I have a fucking iPhone, though.
Or, like, remember those, like, V flip phones?
Oh, yeah. The Motorola fucking Pebble.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cricket.
Okay. Yeah, at 100%.
So, all right. So, at this point, I'm off my rocker mad. Like, I'm still mentally unstable. Like, this has only been a few months since I came home, and things are still...
You're still trying to put the pieces back together.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, and I'll share this with you guys. So, I was, like, diagnosed with PTSD because of all this.
Okay.
So, like, and listeners. So, so, like, you know, it was a really serious, like... thing for me. So it all kind of focused around, you know, that college experience. So then what do? Decide we're going to go visit our friends for Halloween at OSU.
Okay.
Which
douchebag capital of the world.
And also like you just escaped a college campus. Why are you going back to another college campus, right. Corey? Like, come on, young Corey. So, so basically like all this is boiling in the ride down there with my friend, with one of my best friends who kind of is in this too. And I'm like, she is a fucking psychopath. Like, she lied to me in such an intense and very earnest
adamant,
way.
Very adamant.
Yes. Yeah, and yeah, like, yeah. I mean, and she cried and she gave me this whole like heartfelt story and kept being my friend, like best friend for like a while after that. I was so mad. And so I'm just getting angrier and angrier. And we're going down to OSU, and then basically while we're at OSU...
And you're with her in OSU.
She's there. She's driving down, I guess, separately.
Okay, but okay. You're like, you're all going down there...
Right.
Okay, all right, right. All right. Just to get so, the details.
Yeah. So we're all going to OSU. So me, my friend, mutual friend, Sam's going to be there, okay? Juliana's going to be there, and our friends who go there. Like,
so the first flaw I see with all this, why the fuck did you go?
That's what I'm saying. Like, why did I go to OSU? I don't know.
Fair enough. All right, continue. I was just curious.
I mean, it was dumb, and it was like, I think it was like a little bit of like, oh, Corey, it's going to be so much fun. Like, why don't you come? Come on. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh. And I think I had just found out about it like the day before or like that day or something to where I was like blowing out of my mind mad.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, like, this is crazy. So, okay. So basically, we get there and I kind of just have like a rough time. Like, I get really drunk and then my friends kind of ditch me like on a dorm room floor. Ooh. And I get woken
Those
up
aren't
by
friends.
Like. Right. Oh, right. Yeah, totally. So I get woken up by a guy who's like poking me with his crutch. And he's like, you know, you have puke on you, right?
Oh.
Dude, that guy was your savior that night.
Dude, the worst, though. He kept poking me with his crutch, like, fuck you.
Did he have, like, I mean, I did he have, like, MS or something? Or a broken leg? Or, like,
no,
why did
he
have crutches?
No, he had, like, a broken leg. Okay. I think he was just OSU
So he wasn't,
guy.
Like, all right.
Yeah, so.
Probably got drunk, fell down some steps.
Right, something
I'm going to poke this girl with
Maybe
my crutch.
Like,
be like, hey,
off.
You puked on yourself.
Right. Maybe, like, he was, like, on the second story, and he, like, jumped off.
I can totally jump off this.
I got this, guys. Step back.
Right.
So, okay. So, we're at OSU, and basically, events unfold that basically she, like, comes back to me and is, like, those are all lies that Sam's been telling, and, like, my grandmother always told me never be alone in a room with a man because you never know. He can say that you did anything together. Like she's like, I was so lonely and I was hanging out with him and I wasn't even really having that much fun. But like I was hanging out with him and his friends a lot, but nothing ever happened. And I can't believe that like he's doing this and like he...
But didn't you hear from a third party that they were hooking up?
Right. So basically, her very convincing story was that the third party was being told all that by Sam. Because there's nothing to really show that he wasn't just being told that by Sam. Because he was. He was just being told that by Sam. So, like, he heard that from Sam, and Sam was just lying, like, basically, like, bragging, like, hey, because, yeah, he's definitely, like, a big braggy macho guy from what you guys have heard about this guy.
Yeah.
He's walking around bragging about getting with girls he didn't get
I
with.
I just picture a dude in, like, a not cool Argyle sweater. No, it's an Argyle cutoff. That's, or not, they're not cutoff. That's a vest.
That's called a sweater vest, Jordan.
Sweater vest.
He never wore...
The story is not about Chad Zumach.
Right.
I mean, God, don't we wish it was.
That but, would make this so much more... Dude, this would be...
So, okay.
He's
so,
a douchebag. Let's just go ahead and call him a douchebag.
Oh, Sam? Yeah, okay. So we're in this whole thing, and you have to look at it from, like, my point of view. Like, I was very, like... damaged at that point, and like just like okay, and like my friend who was also along the ride, we'll call him
Franco.
Thank you. All right, so we'll call him Franco. This is like my best friend. Uh-huh. So Franco also had a mental breakdown at Hofstra.
So what I'm getting from most of this is,
oh man,
lots of crazy people. It's all right though, because I'm nuts. He's nuts.
Yep.
But Franco, yeah. So Franco had to come home too. So Franco's home at this point too.
Okay.
But also kind of,
and that's your homie. Franco's your homie.
Right.
Okay.
Best friend since like 06.
Okay. Right on.
So okay, which for me is a long time.
Yeah.
So Franco and I had this whole ride back to Cleveland with her. And I'm sobbing in the back seat most of the time. And she's like, Corey, you don't even understand, like, da-da-da, and, like, all this stuff. And we're sitting there and we're like, okay, Juliana, like, now's the time. If you did hook up with him, just tell us. Yeah. And she's like, no, I'm serious, I didn't. Like, in the most convincing way where you're like, okay, maybe she's right. So we get back to my house.
And this is after you driving back from Columbus.
Yes. Okay, so we drive back from Columbus, and basically, like, we get back to my house, and we spend this whole night basically talking through all this stuff.
With her and
your other friend.
Okay, all right, all right.
And Franco is like, okay, Juliana, just tell us. Just tell us.
So it's been prompted again.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. At least the third time that we've just confronted her like that, and she's like, no, guys. Like, seriously, no. So all that happens, and then, you know, things kind of go their own way. She ended up going to Brazil because she had family there, and, like, we didn't really talk much, and I sent her, like, several Facebook messages that were like, hey, I'm really sorry we're not friends anymore. Like, I'm sorry about all that drama that went down. Like, I really want to be friends again. And we talked, like, a few times, and, like, and I was just, like, really apologetic. I'm like, hey, I really want
to
be friends.
Trying to extend the olive branch.
Like, I'm really, I'm really sorry.
I've done that shit before, too, where it's like, I don't want any more shit with you. Just like, let's just call it.
But for me, it was like, I'm really sorry that I accused you of this thing that you didn't do.
Because she, yes.
Because I was still at this place where it's like, she didn't do this.
Yeah.
So, okay, fast forward like 2 years, okay? So this is now probably 2013.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, maybe 2013. And Franco comes into town. He's now living in Florida. Why? I don't know.
Okay.
Florida, we've established, is a terrible place.
Mm-hmm.
That's been established on this podcast, I think, multiple times.
Yeah. So he comes back to Cleveland, and he's like, basically, I find out from one of my friends, one of our, like, best friends, Sherry. Like, Sherry, Franco, and me were, like, the trio. Like, the...
Gotcha.
Like, the... What do you call
it? Gimli, tripod. Legolas, and Aragorn.
Tripod, yeah. yeah. So we were, like, the...
Thickest thieves.
Friends.
Yeah, the forever. Crew.
Yes, thank you. So we were BFF, and Sherry texts me, and she's like, are you coming to Columbus with Franco? And I'm like, what? I didn't even know he was going. He didn't tell me. So I go to him, like, and I'm like, oh, hey, you're going to Columbus? Like, why didn't you tell me? And he's like, oh, well, I asked Juliana if it was okay if you came with us. And she was like, no. And I was like, oh, I don't know why she's so mad at me for all that stuff. That was so long ago. And then he's like, Corey, I think she's just afraid of you because all that stuff you said about her back then was so true. And that was when in my mind I was like, what? She was lying the entire time.
Oh, my God. Now I remember this.
And perpetrated this entire fucking thing on me. And I was just like a fucking innocent ass person apologizing to her. Sitting there apologizing to her.
For something she did.
Yeah.
For something she did.
Right. And then that's
fuck why. Fuck that bitch. That's all I can say is fuck that bitch.
Yes. And fuck that's why I'm saying that I feel like Sam was kind of a victim and all that. Because he was like fucking like Peter, like denying him three times.
Yeah, but he's also a pussy and doesn't have. For everything you just said about that dude, he doesn't have a thought of his own, in my opinion.
True. That's true.
In my opinion.
He does have a thought. I am fucking this girl. Yay.
Do you have. So I don't know. Because we had talked. Oh.
Yeah, I'll get it.
We had talked. Here, I'm gonna pull up him so you can see him.
Okay.
We had talked, I don't know who I'm talking about now. What were we talking about just now?
It kind of came off the rails when you were talking about Franco not going to Columbus because...
Not letting me in the car with them.
Oh, because so she was getting in the car.
Yeah, she was gonna be in the car and she said I couldn't come in the car with them. Because she didn't want to be around me. And he's like, Corey, I think she's afraid of you. And then he's fucking friends with her still. Like, just this past time he was in town. And this has been 3 years.
Yeah.
He's been fucking friends with her this whole time. Like, Jordan's like, these aren't your real friends. Like, straight up, I'm like, you suck.
Man.
So.
Corey, can I mean, I'm like, what, four or five years older than you?
Here you go.
Who is this?
Guess.
That's what's his name? The Sam. First one, Sam.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks like Justin Sane from fucking Anti-Flag. That's what he looks like.
Oh my God, he does.
Yeah, I know he does.
I don't even know who that is.
It's
if you scroll through, he's.
But all right, so I'm a few. I mean, and I know he's been through plenty of shit, but like those kind of people, like you said you're what, 24?
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you get to 27, you won't talk to, like, maybe two people that you've known for, like, 10 years. They'll be like, oh, those are my real friends.
Right.
Because everybody else in your fucking 20s is like, I'm not out of my 20s yet. I'm not trying to pretend like I'm some fucking knowledgeable.
Yes, you are.
All right, fine. Maybe I am. But I've learned a lot in the last fucking 3 years about like, oh, okay, not everybody's your friend.
Yeah.
Most people are fucking acquaintances.
Yeah, you know.
You disagree, Jeremy?
No, I'm just shaking my head because of this goddamn Justin Sane picture. Justin Sane holding a kitty cat, whispering in its ear, you're going to die for your government.
I'm going to find a picture.
This is not a cat song.
Oh man.
I would like to say for the record that the guys in Anti-Flag are pretty nice. Pretty nice dudes.
Well, they're
I still don't like their band, but they're pretty nice guys.
I had an Anti-Flag phase.
Did you? I mean, I think we all kind of, but I mean like, dude, when Brand New Kind of Army came out, like it was like everybody kind of liked that record for a minute, but then I went way emo with it. I got into Alkaline Trio and fucking all that shit.
Yeah, you got into the girl music.
Shut up, fucker.
I got into hardcore. It's just what it is. I understand.
I mean, but well, that's a whole other fucking conversation we can have at another time. You and me arguing about music would be great.
Yeah.
So, Corey.
Yeah.
All right.
So this is what,
2 or 3 years ago you said that all this shit happened?
3 years ago when the...
I realized that, okay.
They're all pieces of shit is what you realized.
Are you guys ready for this picture? Yeah, I don't know if you are. This is a picture of me and Sam.
The problem is we can't post these. That's the fucking big issue.
Yeah, this is a picture of us at Winter Formal. Look at how hot I look.
Yeah, and he looks like fuck. In this picture... Oh, who does he look like? Jeremy, you'll be able... He looks like somebody. I can't nail it right now.
Oh, my God.
And this is
how
sad...
He sucks. That kid sucks, dude. That kid sucks.
He looks like more ethnic George Dunn.
Ethnic is Jeremy's word for Italian.
He's really Jewy. He also...
Yeah, he is.
He also...
He looks like he just got busted actually doing it in the aisles of the porn store instead of in the booth where you're supposed to.
He's really into fish now, is what I was going to say. He's really into jam bands and like, fish and shit. Like, that kind of person.
I'm in. See, the funny thing is I'm into jamming and fish and chips. Two completely separate things. Not jam bands and not fish.
Oh, my
I like
God.
Fish and chips.
Yeah,
not
so.
Not the band.
Man.
That's a band?
No, just fish. Oh. Fuck fish, the band. PH, fuck fish.
Fish and Chips might be a good band. It's probably
they,
a band.
I mean, they might be, but I...
Can you be a fish cover band?
No. Who cares?
They exist, Dark Star Orchestra.
Dude, I could... Okay. I know you've told me about your Grateful Dead little, like, run-ins. I wouldn't call them, like...
Look, I hung out with people that
liked
it. Who were, they were really into it. They
I
were
don't
taping,
judge you for that.
There were taping parties at the Happy Dog. I went there and... Yeah, it was before the Happy Dog was what it is now.
Let's
they
get
had
Jeremy tie-dye for his birthday.
No.
Let's get Jeremy tie-dye for his birthday.
I threw out my
like
one
a kit?
Yeah, like no, we'll just do it for him.
I did. I have like one tie-dye shirt left, I think, but it's a Slow Mutant shirt cuz like
all the tie-dye
oh,
shirts.
Oh, I've seen you wear that before.
Yeah. I have my old roommate gave me a Grateful Dead shirt which sometimes I wore to upset people.
I would have burned it in effigy.
Yeah, I know. You would have been mad and that's what I would have worn it. So you've dated this jam band loving Jew nerd.
Yeah. It was for me when I was that age, though, is that now I can look back at that picture and be like, damn, girl, like, why were you with this fucking loser? But back then it was like, he's the love of my life. He's so wonderful. He's
yeah,
so
we're
great.
All dumb when we're 18.
Right.
Yeah.
But I also had like, I mean, and everybody did like this view of myself that was like, this is the best guy for you. You know?
Oh, no. Yeah. I mean, to this day, I mean, the first girlfriend I ever had. Was 100% out of my league, and to this day, we're friends now. But like, she's still completely out of my league.
Oh, that's nice.
I fucking.
This is the first girl that, I dated in high school. Yes, she's missing eyebrows. Yes, that's a Marilyn Manson shirt.
Why did you just like feel compelled to post a picture, like a Polaroid picture of her on Instagram? Like, is she? Alive still? Or?
Yeah, she's alive still.
Jeremy would date a dead girl.
Yeah.
Love you.
Well, hey, we're both TSOL fans, so that's...
Yeah, no, actually, the second girl I ever dated is dead. She killed herself.
Oh, boy.
But that was, like, last year, I think. I don't know. That's we could do a whole podcast on her crazy, but we won't. I threw out all of my photo albums because I kind of went crazy and threw out, like, a large lawn and leaf, like a industrial garbage bag
55
full
gallons
of my stuff and threw it out. So I started taking pictures of all the pictures that I liked. All
right.
And threw out everything else because I kind of went nuts. So.
That's okay.
Did you feel good afterward?
I did.
Good.
I did. All of my stuff is in two totes.
Nice.
I mean, dude, like, that's the thing is, like, when you're so invested in somebody, and it can be a friend or it can be a fucking significant other, it doesn't matter. But, like, at the end of it, like, or when it does end, if it does end, like, I'm the kind of person where it's like, I don't want to see. I mean, I still have pictures from certain relationships that I was in, not that I hold on to because I'm like, oh, I hope we can get back together. But they're either good pictures or it reminds me of, like, when things were good with that person. That doesn't bother me, but, like, 90% of this shit. I don't want to see it. I don't want to hear it. I don't, like, the last girl I was, like, really with, like, I was on and off with for 3 years, about a year ago, maybe a little less, she blocked me on everything. Just one day, I sent out one tweet, and she took it personally and blocked me on everything. We have not talked since.
Oh. Yeah.
Now, this girl I definitely don't want to get back with. One, she left me for my best friend.
Two, she's dead.
Not the dead girl. The dead girl thought we slept together. We did not. Told everybody we slept together. and called into the radio show one time while she was loopy and told everybody that I banged her in a dirty hot tub with needles in it.
Ew.
Which we were never in a dirty hot tub with needles in it.
Wait, what's a dirty hot? What to define a dirty hot tub? Is that thing I don't know?
Unclean.
Unclean.
Nobody put the right chemicals in it. Nobody ever chlorine. Skimmed it.
Okay.
No.
All
right. I've only, like, I learned my lesson the hard way. You shouldn't have sex in a hot tub.
You know, actually,
I'm only having sex on water, period. But
I don't think I've ever have. That's weird.
It's weird.
Hot tubs can get dirty really quick because people go into them with, like, lotion on, and then there's, like, a nasty film, and you have to, like, scrub them out, like, once a week.
Yeah, that's gross.
Okay, so there's a couple of things that I thought of that I forgot to tell you guys that I want to tell you.
Okay.
So since...
Addendums?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So since all of this has happened, she works at a certain establishment on West 25th. Do you guys care?
No,
I don't know. Do oh, care? No, you. She it's works, up to okay. you. You.
So she works at Town Hall.
Okay. Ooh, I hate
last
that place.
I knew.
Yeah, we like there's good reasons to hate Town Hall.
Oh, yeah,
so
plenty of reasons to hate Town Hall.
So I've never been there because I'm like, I don't want to see her. So my, okay, so Sherry, and she's still my girl. She was with me on this whole thing. And
right.
She was like,
had your back.
Sam was like in her room crying to one of his friends when all that was going on. At OSU and was like, she threw me under the bus. I can't believe this. And she called me right away and was like, yo, I just overheard Sam saying all this and crying. And like, I don't know. You can't trust this girl. So she's been with me this whole time. So anyways, so Sherry, when I informed her of all that, like recently, like maybe a couple months ago, she completely cut Juliana off. She's like, I knew that girl was weird from the start. Like, she doesn't want to be friends with her because she fucked me over really hard. So she went to Town Hall with her family or whatever, and they were there, and she saw Juliana, and her waitress was like, oh yeah, Juliana knows you. And Sherry was like super drunk, and she goes, she better not. And then Juliana left. Like, she was, like, scared. She, like, ran away.
Oh, she sounds like a coward. And so does Sam. He sounds like another fucking coward. Like, dude.
I mean.
If you make bad decisions, own them.
It's very difficult for people to do that.
It makes me mad.
See, and to me, that's a matter of opinion. Because, the way I look at it is if I can own all the fucked up crazy shit that I've done that will probably come out as this podcast continues to go. Because I have no problem telling the stories that embarrass the fuck out of me. Because if I tell them, nobody else can tell them. And I don't...
Other people could still tell them.
No, they can tell them, but it's not gonna affect me in any way is what I'm saying.
It's not like you've been keeping this dark secret from everybody and all of a sudden something's revealed.
Right. Like when three of my roommates fucking walked in, I was passed out jerking the fuck off. I had my dick in my hand with like professional porn on my TV. No, I'm talking like on a fucking tube TV. I had a DVD.
Oh.
Yeah, it was almost like a planned out fucking thing. I passed out drunk with my dick in my hand.
Yeah.
And like three people saw it. Like, whatever. Like, I have to own that. Like, if I'm upset about that, like, fuck all that shit, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I don't.
This I gotta is, get there. I'm not there.
Oh, you'll. There. We all get. Well, some people. That's what I was saying, though, is like, some. You said some people can't. Some people, and
they're not.
Like,
they're not capable of it. Like,
I feel like if I can do it, anybody can.
I mean, you know, the last time I saw something like that, it was somebody that I used to hang out with a lot who cheated on her man and took pictures. And then, like, that was donezo, and I helped him move out of his house, and, like, a bunch of other stuff happened that I'm not really at liberty to talk about because they're civilians.
It's not your story.
But I ran into her at an art walk. She was working one of the food booths, and every time I look over, she'd duck behind the food booth. She'd just hide. She hid from me. And it's like we were close for... years and years and years and years. But once that came out, it was like, I can't live with you now that you know that. So.
Oh, Okay.
That's what it was. She's gone. And I'm okay with that because she was...
Okay, I'm lost a little bit. Mm. You knew something about her?
Yeah, I knew that she had cheated on her man and took pictures. And, like, he...
Oh. Mm.
Basically, you know...
So you knew about that, and she was, like, running away from the people who knew that because she was so embarrassed?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that.
Own it, bitch.
Or just pretend, you know?
I mean, yeah, it's not, like, something that has to be brought up.
Yeah, but it was a...
I agree with you on that one.
Like, Jared, nice to see you. So you saw those pics? Yeah.
It was very messy, but, you know, like, it was obvious.
Were the pictures messy?
I didn't want to see the pictures.
Oh, damn it. Come on.
I didn't want to. I'd seen enough.
I want to see the pics.
I had seen enough of that girl, so.
Oh. All right.
No, it wasn't like that. It was just, she was like, oh, you're here. It's fine. You're not going to touch me, so I'm just going to sit around naked. So.
That's also kind of weird.
I don't know. When we lived together, I probably didn't wear my bra a lot in the house.
No, I mean, but there's a difference between sitting there without a bra, and because I should wear one, or like sitting there naked. Like, hey, we're just going to hang out. Like, I mean, if people want to do that, that's fine. But like.
I mean, it was.
I almost just said something and probably get me into trouble. So
it was
not going to.
It was a weird thing with her. She varied between. Oh, it's really cool that you're the only guy that doesn't want to sleep with me that I hang out with.
You're like, I never said I didn't want to sleep with you.
Oh, I didn't.
Also, it's like, I hate girls like that. Like, every guy wants to get with me. All the guys want my pussy. And then when they're, like, around guys, they're like, hey. And they're, like, all up on their dicks. And it's like, why do you want to sleep with me so bad?
Yeah.
I wonder why.
Right. It's so, I just, ugh. I'm sorry. That's like very. That sounds very like slut shamey or whatever. But
you're a girl. You're allowed to.
Personally, I like get really annoyed with girls a lot. So yeah. I don't know.
Most girls that are fucking cool and normal do get annoyed with girls like that.
We've recorded a couple podcasts that'll never be released about that. So
all right.
Yeah. Right. So. She works at Town Hall.
Yeah.
So she sucks right off the bat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's very pretty. Also, she looks almost just like... Do you guys watch Doctor Who?
No.
Yes.
She looks almost just like that new companion.
What?
Like, and I kind of don't really watch Doctor Who anymore because she looks just like that girl. And, I mean, and it's to the point where it's like... People are hanging out, and I'm not invited because she's there.
I got through
six
seasons of How I Met Your Mother and had to stop watching it because the Robin character looked like my first ex-girlfriend, and I didn't realize it for six seasons. And then the moment that it clicked, I still wasn't over it, and I was like, I can't watch this anymore.
Right, goodbye.
Yeah,
sorry, like, can't do it.
And everybody's like, you know the show ended, you have to figure out how it ended. And I was like, no, I don't. I don't care enough.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Yeah. All right.
So there's a picture on her Facebook of her playing a guitar. Is she a shitty artist, too?
She is a guitarist, and that is something that we bonded over, like, music and stuff. We liked a lot of the same music. But I also, like, remember going to... Oh, and they dated for a while, also, after all this.
So they actually, like...
Sam and Juliana
They stopped, like, having this weird tryst situation.
Like,
and...
secret thing, yeah.
She ain't cute.
And I'm on the phone with Franco, and he goes to me, oh... He's like, Sam and Juliana are, like, dating now. Mm. And I'm like, all right, cool. Thanks. And I'm like, did you just say that to gauge my reaction so now you can go back to her and tell her what I said about it? And also, like, why? You know, I'm just, yeah.
I'm just going to say, I just saw a picture of this girl. You keep saying she's cute and she's pretty. She looks like a fucking China doll.
I feel like something about her.
She's shiny. She's very shiny.
Thank you. Something about her, I just, I don't know. I guess I never, like, I still hold a lot of, like, hatred in my heart for her.
No shit, really?
Yeah. I mean, I really, like, hate her.
Can I ask you a question then?
Yeah.
Why are you guys still friends on Facebook?
So funny story. When I found out that all of this was actually her lying. That day, I was like, unfriend. And like 2 minutes later, she sent me a friend request.
She's a pathetic human being is what you're telling me.
But I was like, all right, bigger person, Glory, bigger person. I forgive you. Which in my head, I don't know why I was believing myself. I'm like, I forgive you. And then I hit accept. And I just have never unaccepted. However, she follows me on Instagram, but I don't follow her.
That's my girl. That's my girl. That's good shit right there.
She's liking my pics. I'm like, bitch, bye.
She's like, bitch, I don't see your pics.
I can't even see your pics. Your shit is private.
I did not request to be your friend.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't even care.
I hate social media.
Well, you know how I feel about it. So, but it's helpful to sometimes have people you hate on your Facebook so you can keep tabs on them and know where not to be.
That's interesting. Agreed. Yeah. That's very, very true.
Like, there are a couple people that have blocked me that I'm like, I kind of wish you didn't do that because I kind of want to know where you are.
So I'm not there.
I don't show up with a gun.
Right. So, like, B-word?
Her? No. She, I want nothing to do with her. If she shows up somewhere, she made the wrong fucking choice. Because, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. No, this is other people. There's a lot of people that
this is the most passive-aggressive fucking podcast I've ever been on. Like, and granted,
I mean, there's genuine aggression here.
Oh no, there is, and I understand. We, you know, the name. What is it? The names and likenesses have been redacted to protect the innocent. These people aren't fucking innocent, so they can all eat a dick, in my opinion.
Yeah, you can leave those slip ups in, Peter.
Like, wait until I can't wait until we get to an episode where I get amped up enough to where I fucking just call somebody out who's somebody I know listens to the podcast. I'm like, you know what? Fuck this person. Oh, Jerry's like, don't. We're gonna lose a listener.
No, it's not. It's not that we're going to lose a listener. It's like, I don't want to get swept up into the call out culture because there's problems with it.
Yeah.
And
I feel it.
I don't want to.
I mean, I wouldn't consider myself part of the call. I get so mad enough where I'm just like, you know what? Fuck this person. They can eat a dick.
Yeah.
Or whatever they want
to
eat.
Or like when you get to that like realization where you're like, wait, no, wait, fuck that person.
Yeah.
I had that moment this week. So.
I'm mentally high-fiving you right now.
Maybe I kind of feel that way a little bit after this about that guy, Sam. Because I always kind of felt like he was kind of smushed by her, but maybe not.
There's a definite possibility. I mean, you know, he obviously was never being honest with you off rip, so.
Right. Right.
So you can't even really trust that's who he really was.
Yeah. And on really top talk. Of that, he's a fucking nerd. On top of that, he's not very good looking. On top of that, from everything you told us, he's a fucking crybaby bitch.
Yeah.
Like, but I mean, that's very endearing in a certain part of your life.
I'm sure to some women in this world, like being almost 30, I'm sure to some women in this world, they want, like, because don't get me wrong, I got all the feels and all that bullshit, but like, I'm not going to fucking sob because I fucking treated person X, being Corey, like shit because I was banging person Y and lying about it.
Right.
Like, fuck you, dude. Fuck you.
No.
He doesn't get a pass. He doesn't get a fucking pass.
I have been in a situation like that where I kind of lost my shit and had like a similar reaction because I was obviously in the wrong here, but a buddy of mine out in Colorado was dating this girl. They broke up. He asked me to talk to her for him, I ended up dating her.
When you said he asked me to talk to her, I was like, this is not good.
Backfire.
God. Like, he was like, could you please tell her that I want to get back together? And you were like, hey, girl.
I want to get together with you.
He wants me to say hey.
Yeah. And that was,
Oh,
so,
geez.
Corey.
It took us years to patch that up. But
are cool now?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, I haven't been out to Denver. Like, that happened, like, on the tail end of my stay out there.
Oh, Okay.
Because it was like that happened, and then she left me, and
did you get like isolated by more than just him?
No,
because that was a dick move. Really? No,
I mean,
I would have been one of those people like, I'm on his side. Sorry, Jeremy.
No, I mean, like, you know, it things came out about her that were not amazing. So it basically became, all right, we both kind of got fucked over by this beautiful, crazy girl. So we kind of made peace at the end, but like I was moving.
Beautiful, crazy, every woman Jeremy's ever loved.
Yeah, Kirsten pretty much. Dunst.
Yeah. Isn't that what that movie's called?
What? No.
Crazy Beautiful, that's what it was.
Yeah. Okay, I didn't know that, and I thought you were just describing Kirsten Dunst.
Don't talk shit about my... I love Bring It On. And The Virgin Suicides. The Virgin Suicides is a fantastic film.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
That's a very good movie. That's I think you would definitely like that movie.
I'm into pretty crimey sad stuff. That's like a crimey thing, right?
It's like a fucked up suburban, like when it takes place in like what, the '70s?
I mean, it's one of those movies I saw once and I never want to see again.
Yeah,
so
but it's good. Yeah. It's good.
It's sad. Is that why you don't want to see it?
It's very sad.
Yeah, it's very, very, very sad. But it's great.
But weird things make me sad, so you know.
Oh yeah. Okay.
You know.
You were gonna say something. Do you remember?
No. Yeah. I talk too much to remember what I'm gonna say fucking 4 minutes ago. It's good.
Yeah. So aside from, do you follow her on Facebook or is she just there?
So she's mostly just there. Some days I do take a little look. Mm-hmm. She works at Town Hall and I live, you know, fairly close to there, and I've never seen her around. I actually haven't seen her since, you know, all this happened.
Which is crazy because Cleveland, you fucking run into everybody you don't want to see.
Right. And she was out of town like a lot for a little bit there. And that was when I was still like, let's be friends. And then I was out of town for a while. And now we're both living in Cleveland. And I have no idea how I have never seen her.
Where are you from?
Cleveland Heights originally.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
But, you know, it can work like that in Cleveland because she doesn't really run in the same circles.
Oh no, that circle of people at Town Hall, I never want to see them.
No, just from the one picture that I saw of her, she doesn't look like the type that would run with anybody that we would run with ever.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, she doesn't fit the bill. And on top of that, she works at fucking Town Hall.
Yeah,
which,
right. Yeah.
Fucking ritzy bullshit.
Yeah. You watch. I'm going to get an email from Sean like, look, Town Hall wants to sponsor us.
And I'd be like, you know what? Go eat at Town Hall. Dude, I'll suck Town Hall's dick if they want to give us money. I don't care. I'm a sellout through and through. I don't give a shit.
Sellout like Justin Sane.
Is that the guy from
the anti-flag? Yes.
Guys, I wish I knew who this was.
Oh no! All right, so
we'll show you.
There's just like a super political punk band, and then like
I know anti-flag.
Yeah, but like in 2004.
Okay.
They were on like a punk label like Fat Records.
Yeah.
And then they got signed to fucking Interscope.
Okay.
And like everything that Interscope, which is a huge record company,
sure,
was.
Uh-huh.
They were against, but they were signed on to that label. Doesn't make any sense.
Okay. Yeah. This guy is actually more handsome. Yeah. Now I'm looking at a picture of, what's his name?
Justin Sane.
And he's actually more handsome, but I see the resemblance. Yeah. Yeah, okay. I think that I saw them at Warped Tour, like, 06.
That would make sense.
But you know, I don't really remember. I remember the Aiden concert at Warped Tour 06 because a girl got like her head like crushed or some shit.
Ouch.
In the, you know, they were doing one of those like surfy things.
Yeah.
And she like surfed like head first onto the stage. She got her head all fucked up and they had her like sitting on the stage or like waiting for EMS and the lead singer's like, doctor, and like the whole time there's like a bassist in the back like digga 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 and like a drummer like doing, so there's like a beat the whole time, and then like she
professionals
either, she either gets carried away or the EMS are like, she's gonna be okay or something, and he says something like, that's just to show you that life is precious and we should just keep moving on. And then he goes like right back into the song.
And showman.
Yeah, there's that's showman. What I really remember from Warped Tour that year.
So I'm curious. Normally you have a line of questioning prepared for the people that we have in this pond. Do you have anything you got to ask her, like as far as like hating this person goes?
All right. So, I mean, of course, I always have a line of questioning, but I think we filled in a lot of the gaps.
Jeremy Shear, detective extraordinaire. Yeah.
I told you guys it was a long story.
Yeah, it was a long story.
It's a great story.
So
it's a good story.
And you know, I'm also, as you were saying things, because we were living together when like the last like basically is this the straw that broke the camel's back in terms of that group of people?
Oh, those people that I was friends with,
yeah.
That she is also friends with. You know, I don't really talk to or see most of them anymore, but not really, unfortunately. You know, I mean, the last that I heard of this group of people, one of them was addicted to, like, Valium, but, like, high-functioning and, like, working at a bank. So
grow
like,
up and do real drugs.
I mean, just the worst kind of, like, shit person though, like you hate yeah. your job and you're doing Valium all the time. One of them has been to Israel like twice trying to get his shit together, and then Florida, and now I think does like nothing, unfortunately.
First question I have, who goes to Israel to get their shit together?
A few Jews. It's
yeah,
it's what it is, man. I mean,
I'm not dogging that at all. But like, I'm talking about the whole Israel Palestine fucking conflict. Yeah, who goes to Israel to get their shit together?
Right. Yeah. No, I'm totally there with you. Yeah. There's
maybe I'm crazy.
Like
I don't
rockets
know.
And shit, and it's like a war zone. Yeah. And you're like, this is what's gonna bring me inner peace.
Maybe if I can dodge an IED, I'll be good.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
Look, man, it's just when you're chasing that dragon. That all doesn't matter. Like all the war.
You mean
and stuff.
Like the religious dragon?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I do still talk to Franco. Yeah. We're still friends. We're gonna hang out like tomorrow, but I wouldn't be surprised if he flakes. But guys, I'm at a point where I'm like, if he flakes, whatever.
How old are you?
24.
Yeah. You don't need to worry about people flaking anymore. You can go find something else to do on a fucking Monday.
Right. Right. But it's more like, you know, I mean,
oh, it's a slap in the face. It's a slap in the face for sure. Yeah. But as you get, like I said earlier, as you get older, you'll realize who are your real friends and who is just there.
Listen to Grandpa Hordano here.
Yeah. And then, and make sure you always listen to Great Grandpa Shear.
Oh my God.
I am crotchety.
Your little daughter better start making babies real quick. If you're going to be a great grandpa.
Jeez. Do you want to be a grandpa yet?
No.
No.
Oh, no. That can't happen.
You could do it. You love kids. Don't even lie.
You do like kids, for sure.
I do love kids, but, man, it's...
I hope they don't ever use that in court against you.
I love kids.
And that, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, is all the proof you need.
Yep.
He said it. And I'm his fucking lawyer, and Jeremy's just like buried his fucking face in his hands. Why?
No, Hordano, I will get a Jew lawyer. All right. Before we wrap up here, we got to give a special thanks to Pete at Milky Way Recordings.
We love you, Pete.
For all your recording and podcast needs and other sorts of recordings. Milky Way Recordings at gmail.com. We got to give a shout out to Sam Holmes. That's Homes, like the place that you live, not your homie.
Pete's been recording bands lately again, too.
He has. Oh, he's available for all sorts of audio projects.
Oh, yeah, not just podcasts. Like, Sam, he'll take your money to do what we do, but, like, if you're in a band, fucking pay this man to do what he does.
Pay him. Pay Sam Holmes. She did the logo.
She's
I
great.
Love it.
She's fucking fantastic. She's got art on the way for us, too, within the next couple months that should be really, really cool. And I'm just curious to see what Sam comes up with as far as what you and me look like in her eyes.
Yeah. Yes. That'll be fun. And, we're on the Lousy Weather Media Network. Check out the other shows. especially.
Hi, Sean. Hi, Bob. Hi, like, I can never remember his name. It's the good-looking one.
Paul.
Paul. Paul Wolf. Oh, what a great name, too.
Yeah. Jordan's got a boy crush on Paul Wolf.
Yeah, I have a total boy crush on him. Well, we like all the same shit. It's not my fault. Not to say that Sean and Bob are ugly. I'm just saying Paul's the hunk.
The hunk of the Lousy Weather Media Network. But only one person on the Lousy Weather Media Network has his picture on my bedroom, and that's Chris Clem, and he does a Cavs cast.
He does.
So check that out. Corey, thank you very much for coming on to talk about your archenemy.
Thank you, guys. She's the worst. Fuck you, Juliana Tabor. I hate you.
There you have it. And we do not encourage you to go to town hall and let her know.
She better not.
Go to town on town hall.
Well, Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates someone as much as Corey McArdle.
No, there is another. The world dies again. I'm more of a vendor. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes.